Hiya! Ka-chow! Oh, wow!
Oh, hey, don't mind me. I'm just over here at Bulldog Kia slashing prices so you get the most out of your tax return, like a brand new 2021 Kia K5 LX that was $25,055 MSRP. But I knocked it down to only $22,900 with KMF bonus cash of $1,000 and a dealer discount of $1,155. That's a savings of $2,155.
Hi-ya!
Save more of your tax money when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia. All month long, I'll be cutting prices so you get a great deal on a new Kia. Come visit us in person on Atlanta Highway in Athens, next to Sam's Club, or online at BulldogKia.com. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. KMF bonus cash for those who qualify. Example stock number K21320. Must take delivery by March 1st, 2021. Taxes, tax, title, and fees not included. See dealer for details. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia. Hiya!
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, February the 16th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made in the USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's McClureTables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Republicans go up against Nancy Pelosi. School sports and students' participation at a church in Maine petitions the Supreme Court. Several Republican congressmen sent a letter Monday to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi demanding answers to what she knew concerning security decisions leading up to and including the day of the siege on the Capitol on January the 6th. The letter to Pelosi, sent by Representatives Rodney Davis of Illinois, Jim Jordan of Ohio, James Comer of Kentucky, and Devin Nunez of California, said, quote, "Many important questions about your responsibility for the security of the Capitol remain unanswered. As you are aware, the Speaker of the House is not only the leader of the majority party, but also is responsible for all operational decisions made within the House." In other news, several state legislatures are considering requirements that student-athletes at public schools only participate in sports according to their biological sex, not according to their gender identity. North Dakota's House of Representatives last week passed a bill that would prohibit public schools from allowing a minor to participate in an exclusively girls' or boys' activity opposite their biological sex. The bill would allow girls to participate in school sports for boys where girls' teams do not exist. State Representative Kathy Scrock, a proponent of the bill, said it, quote, "upholds 50 years of progress in protecting women against discrimination and advocates for the preservation of the biological-based standards for female sports competition." Finally, a Maine church is asking the Supreme Court to put Maine Governor's Janet Mills' strict pandemic-related restrictions on places of worship on hold while it appeals an unfavorable ruling from a lower court, arguing the High Court has already forced some lower courts to comply with its recent rulings loosening such restrictions. The emergency application in the case, known as Calvary Chapel of Bangor versus Mills, asks the High Court to stop the Democratic governor's clampdown on churches, which the church's lawyers describe as, quote, "the most severe restrictions in the nation on places of worship," and would delay December 22, 2020 ruling against the church by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit. Calvary Chapel is suffering additional hardship because the operational restrictions on the church have had an adverse impact on its Calvary Residential Discipleship Program, a biblical-based ministry that helps men and women who are seeking a way of escape from drugs, alcohol, or other life-controlling issues. A quote today comes from St. Isidora of Seville. "Prayer purifies us. Reading instructs us. Both are good when both are possible. Otherwise, prayer is better than reading." Coming up, our saint of the day, he was an influential man who had been converted by St. Paul. You are listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Mmm, just say the name, steak, and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Mmm, good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dudes Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saint of the day is Saint Onesimus. He was a slave to Philemon, and Onesimus offended him and fled in order to escape any sort of retribution. He then met Saint Paul while Paul was in a Roman prison. Shortly after, Onesimus was baptized. Paul then sent a letter to Philemon asking for Onesimus's freedom, so Onesimus would become one of his own assistants. The following letter is the epistle to Philemon and entreats Philemon to accept Onesimus, quote, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother, beloved especially to me. Philemon pardoned Onesimus, and he returned to faithfully serve St. Paul. We know that St. Paul made him, with Tychicus, the bearer of his epistle to the Colossians. See Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. Later, as St. Jerome and other fathers testify, he became an ardent preacher of the gospel and succeeded St. Timothy as bishop of Ephesus. He was cruelly tortured in Rome for 18 days by a governor who was infuriated by his preaching on the merit of celibacy. Onesimus's legs and thighs were broken with bludgeons before he was stoned to death. His martyrdom occurred under Domitian in the year 90. The only biting allowed at restaurants is the kind that involves food. A Canadian restaurant patron allegedly assaulted a staff member and a fellow diner on Tuesday night over an apparent mask dispute. According to witnesses, the suspect did not appear to be sober during the altercation. The incident happened around 7 in the evening at a restaurant in Victoria, Canada. The suspect allegedly entered the restaurant without a mask and appeared to be intoxicated. Witnesses said that the man appeared to have been using drugs. A staff reportedly told the man to put on a mask, which resulted in the suspect punching the restaurant worker. According to reports, several authorities and customers helped to restrain the man until authorities arrived. During the scuffle, the suspect allegedly bit another customer. The victim only suffered minor injuries. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.